rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this terrific Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Shifting gears, going down to Lansing, looking at some of the information that is coming out. And it's really interesting because yesterday was Veterans Day. Veterans Day, people who have served our country in the armed forces. Well, MERS News Service, Lansing State Journal, Gongware, all my major sources for Lansing basically had the day off. As a result, there's no reporting on what they are going to be doing this week, starting today, Tuesday the 12th, Wednesday, Thursday, this week, while in session. Why is that so critically important? Well, Friday, this coming Friday, November 15th, is opening day for deer rifle season. As a result, Lansing is done after this week's legislative session. They're done through deer rifle season, which ends on Saturday, November 30th. Then they will be back in session on Tuesday, December 3rd. Now, we will be through Thanksgiving on November 28th. We'll be through deer rifle season. Most of us will finally be able to get out there and blow our leaves and clean off the roof valleys and get ready for winter. They are getting ready to start what's called the lame duck session. Now, it's kind of interesting because what's going to happen in the lame duck session? I've been predicting this, talking about it for a long time. But a lot of people are sending information about the lame duck session, exactly what they plan to do, what their agenda is going to be. Now, part of this, you have to understand, as people look at this process is what's happening in Lansing. Well, one of them that is very outspoken is State Senator Jim Rundstedt. He's been posting on his social media pages, very outspoken in the state Senate, talking about potentially what they're going to do. He says, prepare for a ton of garbage that's coming. This is absolutely going to be unbelievable agenda as far as what they're putting out. part of it. Part of it. And this is something I talked about for months before the election. Been talking about it actually for a few years. Well, State Senator Jim Runstedt is saying that even though Donald Trump won the national popular vote, 50.9, close to 51% of the total vote cast, this is what Jim Runstedt's putting out. Today, Tuesday, or this Wednesday, House Democrats have set a vote on House Bills 4156 and 4440, which would require Michigan to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If states with a total of 270 Electoral College votes agree to participate in the compact, it would effectively change how we elect president. Currently, states like ours, Michigan, allocate our individual electors based on Michigan's vote in the Electoral College. Under this plan, they would basically get rid of the constitutionally designed Electoral College and Michigan joining the other states, part of this interstate compact, would allocate its electors for the Electoral College to be based on the national popular vote winner. This means the presidential slate with the most votes nationwide wins the vote in the Electoral College, regardless of individual state outcomes. George Soros and other billionaire donors have funded a bipartisan legislators from Michigan to go on lavish trips to Hawaii and other exotic locations, softening them up for this vote. For the Democrats, this is an absolute election gift. Why? Because it means that big cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, for example, would undo immense power in picking all future presidents. It's also one of the reasons why the Biden-Harris administration poured in excess of 30 million illegals into our country over the last 4 years. Why? Because illegals who are physically in our country get counted in the census for presidential electoral college votes. They don't have to be U.S. citizens to be counted in the census. The way the U.S. census is set up, folks, it's based on people who are physically in our country, physically in our states. So Runstedt says, call every House member you know and demand they vote no on this end run around our constitutionally designed election of our president. This came out at 10:12 p.m. last night. The timing of this is interesting because Donald Trump just won the national popular vote. My immediate reaction to that announcement was that this basically killed the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. They're not going to continue pushing this thing when Donald Trump just proved that a Republican could win the national popular vote. But evidently, the Democrats are seeing it the opposite way. They're saying now is a perfect time to vote on and agree to participate in the interstate compact before the 2028 election. But here's the problem. Remember I put out MAP? Many of you had texted me MAP yesterday afternoon, last night. Heck, I even got a couple of them this morning. where I sent you the photograph of the entire country broken down county by county. The massive amount of red ink on the 48 states, because this map unfortunately did not include Hawaii and Alaska, but the continental United States, 48 states, it's basically all red. But if you look at and specifically identify the 24 cities that make up the majority of the national popular vote, Detroit, Atlanta, New York City, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Madison, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. These 24 cities, folks, went Democrat. They went for Kamala Harris. The rest of the country outnumbered them, overpowered them. It was too big to rig, and she wasn't a candidate worth rigging it for. Joe Biden was. He's an old school Democrat. He had ties to a lot of money people. He had ties to foreign countries that donated a lot or gave a lot of money to the Biden family. Biden was a candidate worth protecting back in 2020. Also, conservatives, patriots, Republicans were asleep at the wheel. We were driving, we were participating in elections, but we had no idea what those machines were capable of doing. We had no idea of drop boxes and what you're able to do in stuffing them with dead people and people who no longer live in our counties. So they pulled it off with Mark Zuckerberg's help, where he provided $400 million for drop boxes where? In inner cities. If you go back to 2020, folks, we didn't have drop boxes like we do today. It was funny. I went to our township hall last night, our last meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union. And I looked over, and there's the slot for you to be able to put your ballot in and drop it into the clerk's office. I've seen drop boxes outside of other municipal voting places here in Antrim County. When we were putting up signs the week before the election, we went over to Little Star Township, Echo Township. Guess what's outside the door? Even in Mancelona, where Vicky did very, very well, they all had election drop boxes. Every single one of them. When did that start? General election of 2020. Now they're everywhere. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two on this Tuesday. Heading into the lame duck. Heading into the lame duck, State Senator Jim Runstad on the State Senate floor had this to say about it.
Duck session is a term used for the last weeks of session wherein many bills that did not pass up to that point, as well as a potential boatload of new bills, can all be steamrolled through in a tsunami that benefits the system, but perhaps not you. Again, dear voter, this embarrassment has existed across the partisan divide as long as anyone can remember. Further, it is not just a legislature problem. Governors also love lame duck, as they can insert in secret backroom negotiations a glut of their own pet projects and agenda items. Bills with merit can and should move along in an orderly process over a two-year time frame. It should not be subject to last-minute secret backroom negotiations and then gushed out as from a fire hose onto the legislative floor. Voter, lame duck has always been a private club, and voter, you ain't in it.
You ain't in it, yes. So what we're looking at here is exactly what I predicted was going to happen. Exactly what I said was going to happen, just confirmed by State Senator Jim Runstad on the floor of the State Senate. The package of bills that are coming will be unbelievable. Now, one of them, these issues, again, is the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. What did he alarm us to? The two bills in the House are completely teed up and ready to go. Research, look up MichiganVotes.org. Put in House Bill 4156 and 4440. The Democrats have it teed up and could be acting on it today or tomorrow, Wednesday. This is all being done, folks, as a precursor to the next presidential election in 2028. Well, if everything goes to normal, we have a transition of power. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will win the Electoral College vote on January 6, 2025. Donald Trump will give his inaugural speech January 20th. And who will be probably the leading contender to be the Republican nominee in 2028? Vice President J.D. Vance. This is going to be the election, potentially, that the national popular vote interstate compact would be in effect. Why? Because if they get Michigan added to their list, along with other states they're going to be working on, starting in January of 2025, heading into the midterm elections for governors, state senators, state representatives, Congress, and one-third of the U.S. Senate, will be the basis for which the national popular vote interstate compact reaches their goal of getting commitments from enough states totaling 270 electoral college votes to be implemented and used in the 2028 presidential election. J.D. Vance, the Republican, running against governors either or perhaps together, Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom. Unless the Democrats have a healthy primary election and it ends up being somebody else. But the national popular vote interstate compact could be in effect for our very next presidential election 4 years from now. I'm going to have the video explanation pulled up for the next hour. We're going to talk about it. Robert Wright, the little midget man's video. We're going to have that queued up for you and able to play it for you to explain exactly where Michigan is explained in this updated version, 15 electoral college votes gets added to their total. Well, guess what? It's happening either today or tomorrow in Lansing. And the Republicans can't stop it. Again, why? Because 1.4 million of you who voted in 2020 presidential election did not vote in the midterm elections of 2022. The Democrats took back the majority in the House and Senate, and now they're going to ram this through in the lame duck session. Hour number three of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is